He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Bill is out of the office today. However, he is not away from the helm. He is diligently working on the newsletter. This is Sanford and Son Friday. So I am minus Bill, and I am minus the son, the son of a Gunderson. Stephen is on baby watch again. It seems like that baby reacts to the market. And he's either is as unpredictable as the market, it seems as though. So he's on baby watch. I think we may have a baby this weekend. If not, certainly the first part of next week. But perhaps even today, Gwen Gunderson will be born. He's excited about that. So congratulations to Stephen and his new soon-to-be young family. Boy, what a start. What a week. What a start to Gwen Gunderson's life, huh? What a week in the stock market. You know, as a guy who spent most of my adult life kind of on the sidelines of the financial markets, just kind of looking as a distant observer, it is incredible. And today, crude oil is back down again after that 10% gain yesterday. Gold is only up, it's up a little bit, a full percentage point. And the Dow is about flat, just kind of hovering along. So is the S&P 500. And man, after the last couple of days of two incredible rallies, Wednesday and Thursday, of course, as the market surged all became right with the world. Now here we are on a flat Friday. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, our financial guru, the one whom we look to for all things financial here at Gunderson Capital Management. I feel somewhat comforted knowing that a guy like Bill is at the helm during a week like this. You know, with Monday falling off the cliff, and then Tuesday still kind of falling off the cliff, and then Wednesday rallies back, and then Thursday rallies back, and then Friday's just kind of flat. It's just been a week to remember in the financial market. And with a guy like Bill steering the ship, with a guy like Bill with his experience in decades and a lifetime of experience in dealing with various storms, it's comforting around here. Nobody in this office ran down the hall with their hair on fire. And nobody in this office started breathing through their mouth instead of calmly breathing through their nose. And no one on our team started to panic and throw the ball around. You know, you call plays like that little league plays. And Bill all week long has called it amateur hour, when everybody just sells, and it all goes away. Well, the U.S. economy is in good shape right now. It really is. You know, we like to complain and wring our hands about things. But doggone it, for us to just see a couple of hiccups in the market, I'm talking as a whole now, and just start throwing the ball around willy-nilly and throwing it over first base into the dugout and throwing it in the left field and giving up extra bases and doing silly things that cause us to either lose give other runs away, it's just silly. It's nice to have a guy like Bill walk into the office and just calmly smile out of the corner of his mouth and say, you know, everything's okay. We've got some good plays in the playbook. We've got some great places to do business and continue to go forward. Which brings me to the next point, and that is, Bill did a lot of buying this week. There were great opportunities in the market to make some great buys. And as a result, Bill had a good time going shopping and buying some of the things that will pay off in the end. And with all of his years of experience and preparation and research, and certainly with the Best Stocks Now app and all of the time that he spends here in his office and looking at screens and studying the profitability and performance of various companies, I never really saw him getting a tizzy as so many of the folks did throughout the financial world and certainly here in the U.S. is, you know, it's interesting to me. If you go to the Wall Street Journal or Yahoo Finance, or you go to MSN or MSNBC or Fox or CNN, you scroll around on the internet. It's really funny the pictures that they put up to be below their headlines. You know, you see one guy with his head in his hands, or another guy with his head on the shoulder of another guy, or their hands in the air when the market's down, and, you know, looking like, doggone it, you know, they've just witnessed a nuclear bomb. You know? And then on the very next day, they use some photo there on the floor or behind some stock chart, and it shows a guy with a big grin ear to ear and his hands in the air. And it's day after day after day. It's either a guy with his head down or a guy with his hands in the air and high-fiving some other trader on the floor. And Bill's just kind of steady Eddie. Bill's just, you know, he says, look, if the whole market goes crazy, we still have some great places to invest. If folks are burning China to the ground, well, you know what? We've got some great opportunities over here that we can do well in. And if various sectors start to go sideways or upside down, we still can walk up and down the stream. We can still turn over rocks. We can still take our shovel and sift through the sand and find nuggets. There's still great places to do business in the United States of America. And we have the strongest and most robust economy in the world. And frankly, as a guy who, as I said at the beginning of this program, as a guy who kind of sat on the sidelines most of my adult life in the financial markets, and it would only observe them as a casual outsider, a casual observer. It's amazing to me when you're immersed in it how much different you react to the daily ups and downs of the market or to the daily news of the market. And as a result, the average person walking down the street, if you ask them what happened in Wall Street this week, the average person, unless they caught a news blurb or something on the radio while they're driving home, they don't have a clue. The average person walking into Home Depot or going to buy a pair of Skechers shoes, or the average person going to walking up and down the sidewalk or going to the mall or getting ready to go buy some lumber at Lowe's, that average person doesn't have a clue what's going on in the stock market, nor do they care. They go about life in general, as forward-thinking, upward-mobile American citizens working on their lives and their individual businesses and Main Street and the jobs that they have and their careers and their homes and their families. And the United States is not wringing its hands, as many of the media pundits would like to espouse. And unfortunately, many of our politicians take great advantage of the vulnerability of an up and down market, and they use it to forward agendas that don't have anything to do with the average person walking down Main Street or spending time with their family this weekend, working on their home or their yard or their gardens or going about good old American life. So, today as we discuss the various ways that we who are immersed in the financial markets can kind of steer clear of the storms or stay on smooth water, today as we discuss those things, we're going to talk about several different areas that you may want to plug into to help settle your mind, to calm you down, to ease your way ahead of you. And that is hitching your wagon to Bill Gunderson, or certainly following his ship through the storm, because he is beating the storms ahead. He is finding his way around the squalls. He's looking at the thunderheads out on the horizon and steering around them, and doing a doggone good job as a result. And so various ways that you can do that, first of all, is with his newsletter. The newsletter is it's kind of a chart. And that chart will be a thing that you can use to steer through unnavigable waters. And when we get back, I'm going to talk about how to get that newsletter. You're on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Bill is away today. He is not in the studio. However, he is diligently working on the newsletter that we spoke of in the last quarter that will be delivered to the inboxes of the faithful followers all over the world. We have thousands and thousands of folks who receive the newsletter all over the world. And he likes to sit down on his stinky little fishing boat on Friday mornings. And he refers to it as his stinky little fishing boat. And it's only like that if we forget to get rid of the live bait that we had on there the weekend before. However, I'm sure he's sitting down there right now listening to the radio show, going to send in a text or a tweet or whatever it is that he likes to send me to comment on a few things here. And most importantly, he's working on his newsletter, and he's going to have a lot to write about this week. You know, typically he'll write 30, 40, 50 pages about the market every single week and really kind of put his years and lifetime of financial experience into this newsletter that gets emailed to everyone all over the world, and it comes out on Saturdays. But he spends a lot of Thursday afternoon, you know, after the market closes, much of Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening, and then all stinking day on Friday he'll spend working on that newsletter. And you say, well, Rob, what in the world could somebody write about that would take them 10, 12, 15 hours to write about? And I will tell you, each week I am slack-jawed, amazed at the content that he puts into the newsletter. In fact, I've even talked to some folks that have said, it's almost overkill. It's almost too much to read. I can't go through all of it. And yet he'll spend 10, 12, 15 hours working on that doggone thing every single week. And you say, well, what does he work on? Well, he goes through individual stocks, he goes through individual companies, he goes through various charts, he goes through emerging markets, he goes through foreign exchanges, he does ETFs, he does all of his best stocks and ranks them in sectors and the various portfolios that he manages, whether it be moderate or conservative or aggressive or very aggressive or growth in income. He goes through all that stuff. He creates the charts, he comments on all the charts, and then he writes paragraph after paragraph of all the various commentary and wisdom that he would like to espouse about the market for that existing week and then the week to come. And so I just got to think that if you're into the financial world at all, if you're invested either through another company that manages your money or you do it yourself, I think you got to be crazy not to get the newsletter. I mean, it's just silly not to get it. When you've got a guy who's spending that much time and that much effort doing the research for you, why would you not subscribe to it? He doesn't ask for your credit card. He doesn't ask for your financial information or we're going to bill you later or any of that other gobbledygook. He just says, hey, go to pwstreet.com, click on subscribe to the newsletter, give us your name and city from where you're requesting it from. We need your email address to send it to you. And by Saturday, midday, usually depending on where you are in the country or in the world, by Saturday you've got that hot fresh bread right out of the oven that will give you some guidance and at least some opinion and some examples of what Bill has worked on his entire life. And that's the Best Stocks Now newsletter. So here's how you do it. You go to pwstreet.com. That's an acronym for Positively Wall Street. So pwstreet.com. And somewhere there on pwstreet.com, you'll see a tab that says newsletter or subscribe to the newsletter. Click on that. Give us your name and your city and your email address. And we will send you from Gunderson Capital Management the latest edition of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And it's free. Now, believe me, he's looking for subscribers. He would love to have subscribers that are actually paid subscribers, but he's willing to give it away for a month for free. So you're going to get it for four straight weeks at absolutely no charge. And then at the end of the 4 weeks, you're still going to get it, but just kind of a watered-down version. It's a version without all of the charts, or it has some of the charts, but it doesn't have all of the information. And clearly, after you get it for a month, you're not going to be able to stand not getting it. And so it's kind of a marketing way to get folks interested in the newsletter. And I understand that. It's capitalism at its best. But I'll tell you what, to get the free version, actually the complete version for a month, and then to get the free version for as long as you want for the rest of your life, that's pretty doggone good. And I tell Bill, I say, Bill, you're giving away a lot of information for nothing. He says, yeah, but I think that folks will see the kind of operation that Gunderson Capital Management is, and that who Bill Gunderson is. And he's would say he's confident in the fact that once you see the difference, the way that Bill approaches the financial markets, and the way that he puts his heart and soul and mind and research and study into his newsletter every single week, I think that he thinks, and I agree with him, that folks will subscribe long term. And even if they don't, folks will still get his commentary at the beginning and some of the information long term for free forever. But the first 4 weeks, you're doggone crazy if you don't get it. If you have any interest at all in the financial markets across the world, and you're not getting the Best Stocks Now newsletter, that's just dumb. Especially since it's free for a month. So go to pwstreet.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. You can even call us up and tell us that you want to subscribe, or that you'd like to talk to Bill, or you'd like to talk to me, or I don't know why you'd want to talk to me, or you want to talk to Glenn, or you just want to visit with us and ask us how we might be able to help you at Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great opportunity to kind of get an inside look into Bill's stinky little fishing boat and the mind that is pouring out its heart and soul of Bill Gunderson every week in his newsletter. I just can't imagine why you wouldn't do that. Now, if you want to email me personally, you can send it to rob@pwstreet.com. So if you want to ask a question of Bill, something that you want me to pass on to Bill, you can send it to me. If you'd like more information about what Gunderson Capital Management does or about what his services include, you can email me direct, rob@pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to send a text, I know there's not a lot of folks that text that are in the financial market, because you're all doggone too smart to text. You actually can have a conversation with folks. But if you want to text, 619-995-2628, and I'll answer your question on the air. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson today. And typically on Fridays, Mondays in some markets, depending on where it plays, we are filling in for the master himself, for Bill Gunderson. And we call it the Sanford and Son Radio Hour because I've got Bill's son, Stephen, with me typically. And so it's the son of a Gunderson. And yet, Stephen is not in this morning. Stephen is on baby watch. He's waiting for a new addition to his family, their first child, so he is in a place that is probably more stressful than the stock market this week. Oh my goodness! I remember those early days having kids that were micro kids and up all night and the worry of raising little kids. Mine are a little bit older now, but they never stop being a worry, do they? They never. I don't care how old you get or how old your kids are. Your kids are always your kids, and as a parent, a good parent anyway, you always worry. So anyway, welcome to the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. We talked in the last quarter about the newsletter and how to get the newsletter and how you'd have to be an absolute absolute knucklehead not to get the free newsletter for a month. And again, you go to pwstreet.com and you can put in a little comment section down there that Rob called me a knucklehead if I don't get this. So so go ahead and subscribe to the newsletter, because by tomorrow you will see everything that Bill has poured out of his brain and his heart and his soul as he diligently works on the newsletter today. You'll see everything that he's come up with and all of his commentary and his charts from this topsy-turvy, up and down, crazier than crazier week in the financial markets worldwide. And so you'll see all that stuff. That's great. Now, let's suppose that you just don't have time to pour over 30 or 40 or 50 pages of financial information, commentary, and charts in the Best Stocks Now newsletter. You can always print it. Now, you're going to have to go buy a ream of paper about once a month, but you can always print it and take it on your next train ride or plane ride or walk down to the park and spend a couple hours reading through it in the printed version. It's for me, it's easier just to read on a tablet or on a laptop, just to watch it on my desktop. But now, let's suppose that you'd like to take it to the next level. Let's suppose that you'd like to get beyond just the newsletter and you want to get the app. I tell you what, technology is amazing. It really is. When you think about all that we can do now with a smartphone or with a tablet or with a laptop or a desktop even, it is just amazing what kind of information that we can carry around in our pockets. Certainly light years ahead of the bridge of the Starship Enterprise can be carried around in our pockets with the technology that's out there. And that brings me to the Best Stocks Now app. If you have an iPhone and you go into the Apple Marketplace or the Apple Store, I think that's what they call it, the App Store, that's it. You can see how technologically savvy I am. You go into the App Store and you search Best Stocks Now app. The Best Stocks Now app, you'll see the little chart, the little red insignia there, and doggone it, you gotta get that thing. Download that Best Stocks Now app, because that will rank all of the stocks that Bill has, that he buys, that he sells. He bought a lot of them this week. He sold a lot this week, but man, he had some great buying opportunities. And it ranks all of the stocks in the different sectors of the market and the different portfolios. And you'll see A-, B, B+, C, C-, F. You know, nobody wants to get an F, but hey, he calls them like he sees them. So that gives you an insight on a daily, even hourly basis as to how those stocks are ranked. Or if you have an Android phone, which I don't know why you would. I know there's some folks that believe in the Android phone. To me, the iPhone just was so easy to use, I had to go with iPhone. But there's some folks that are into the Android platform. You can go into their marketplace. I forget what they call it, something about games or play something. It's the Android marketplace. You can get the Best Stocks Now app there. And if you don't have either one, if you don't have an iPhone, an iPad, if you don't have an Android or any other kind of smartphone, you can just go to the website that is specifically designed to mimic or to show the Best Stocks Now app. And wouldn't you know it, it's called beststocksnowapp.com. So you go to beststocksnowapp.com, just sitting at your home computer, and you can see everything that everyone else is seeing on their iPhones or their iPads or their Androids or their whatever it is that they'd like to use as their smartphone or their particular device. You can see it right there on your home computer, and it doesn't cost anything. There's nothing to download. You just go to the website, beststocksnowapp.com. So there's two different websites. I know I'm being completely confusing. hopefully not. You get the newsletter by going to pwstreet.com, and you get the app by going to beststocksnowapp.com. And either place will take you to all things Gunderson, Gunderson Capital Management. And you know what? If you can't remember this stuff, if you're driving, like I say on that commercial, if you're driving, you don't want to write it down, you can't think about, what did he say? It was the Best Stocks Now app. It was the PW Street, blah, 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 blah. Just go home and get on Google and Google Bill Gunderson. And everything that Bill Gunderson does will come up on the first page. Just Bill Gunderson, G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Bill Gunderson. Gunderson Capital Management will come up. Bill Gunderson's twits and tweets and twangs will come up. All of his stuff with the iPhone, for the Android, for the BestStocksNowApp.com website, for the PWStreet.com. And we've got another website coming that we're going to try and marry everything into one. So it'll just be Gunderson Capital. .com before long. But that's a ways off. Right now, it's pwstreet.com, beststocksnowapp.com on either your or into the marketplace or the app store with your iPhone. And you can get all that information. I'll tell you what, if you're into the financial markets at all, if you buy and sell your own stocks, if you have someone else buy and sell stocks or positions in the market for you, what a great way to check up on them. What a great way to kind of check yourself and say, hey, you know what? I think I'm pretty good at this, but I've heard that Bill's really good at this. Let me check and see if our thoughts marry. Let's see if for some reason I might be a little bit sideways of what he does or vice versa. Or maybe my robot over at the big box money management firm isn't paying attention. it's down the hall getting its hard drive reworked, or maybe the guy that's supposed to be looking at it is playing golf. Let me tell you, from bell to bell, from open to close, from dark to dark, Bill's not playing golf. He's not even fishing. He's not even thinking about fishing on a day like or on a week like this week has been. Not even thinking about it. Fishing hasn't come up one bit. Going to a ball game hasn't come up one bit. He is at the helm steering through the storm. And that is a comforting thing to know when it comes to Bill. You know, that guy lives, eats, breathes, thinks, talks, and walks the stock market. And for a guy who has a lot of other things to do in his life, whether it's kids or grandkids or community service things or interests outside, he is a disciplined guy. He's a guy that can grit his teeth and put his head down and work hard when the work needs to be done. And I am very impressed with his work ethic, with his ability to stay in the office, with his temperament and ability to ride through the storms, to look out on the horizon and say, you know what, guys, we can do this. We can get through this week. We have some great positions. We're going to continue to buy some great positions. We are going to work hard to make sure that the clients of Gunderson Capital Management have the best at the helm, have what they need so they can sleep at night, so they don't have to worry. We're doing it for them, which takes me to my next point. Much of the last quarter, I'm going to talk about some of the experiences that I've seen over the last few weeks and how Bill has taken folks' portfolios and their statements and walked them through it and has had the wisdom and the forthrightedness, is that a word, to go through and say, hey, you've got some good stuff and some not so good stuff. We'll talk about that in the last quarter when we come back. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You're listening to the Sanford and Son Friday edition, which is Monday in some markets, of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Bill is away this morning working on the newsletter that I have been absolutely preaching the word about for the last 45 minutes. And you know, as I told you, I was here by myself. Bill didn't call in as I thought he was going to call in. We were going to do a little bit of an interview. I'm sure he is diligently working on the newsletter. And I explained to everyone in the first and second quarter that young Gwen Gunderson was on her way and that we were on baby watch. And then who walks into the studio? Who walks into the office this morning? But Steve Gunderson.
How you Hello doing? There.
Hi, Steven. So either Gwen has been born and you've already left because you can't get any sleep, or she's still...
needed a break from everyone. Jeez.
Or she's still on hold.
Yeah, so the due date is tomorrow, and you know what? She's just not ready to go yet.
She's just
met
not.
With the doctor yesterday and kind of working on scheduling an induction date, which would actually be on Labor Day, so that might be kind of cool.
You know, babies are as unpredictable as the stock market.
They really are.
I get it. Labor Day. Oh, I just got that.
Yeah.
Labor Day.
Right?
I get you. So
cool.
Give a whole new meaning to Labor Day.
Yeah.
Your poor wife.
So the last day we can go into induction is the 6th, and so the doctor's saying that she'll probably come on the 7th if that's the case.
As a new Gunderson arrives from the pre-existence and lands here on Earth.
That's right.
Now, your wife has got to be just miserable
at
this point.
Surprisingly, she's not that bad.
She's not.
We got air conditioning in our home, which
helps. Oh, see, for those of you that are in other parts of the country, we are spoiled rotten in San Diego.
We really are.
We really are.
It's like 80 degrees and we're all dying.
And we all start whining because we never have humidity. There are no mosquitoes. We always have a cool ocean breeze. It's 72 degrees whether it's January or July in San Diego. It never changes. It's always 72 degrees and perfect. But this week, now that your wife is...
ready to
12
go.
Months pregnant.
Yeah.
It's hot and humid. We're supposed to have a record high today, somewhere in the 80s.
No,
and
it was 95 yesterday.
Where?
Up in Claremont.
Well, that's east of the 5. That doesn't count.
All right, I guess.
Nobody lives east of
the
5.
Where we live, it was still 92.
Was it
really? We're just east
now,
of
see,
downtown.
See, we are whiny, you know, and we had a little bit of humidity yesterday, and we're supposed to have a little bit of humidity today, so it's going to be yucky. Well, I guess it's not going to be yucky if you live in the South. It would be beautiful compared.
Yeah.
But for those of you that listen to us in Atlanta or down in Florida or on the East Coast or up even in the Midwest, up in the Minneapolis area, we have perfect weather, doggone it. You got to come see it. Well, what a week in the stock market, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, at least it came back a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Heck, it really did. Jeez. You know, Wednesday and Thursday was awesome. That way it wasn't just a total flame out.
Yeah. I mean, good thing we've had Bill guiding us on his radio show.
You know, I've been talking about that the last couple of quarters. I don't know if he listened or not, but the fact that we've got a guy like Bill that has had a lifetime of experience in the market.
Yeah.
He's had a lifetime of seeing this before. I remember on Monday and Tuesday he was saying, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
He said, I've gone through this. I've driven through these waters before. I've steered around storms before. And he really, he didn't run down the hall with his hair on fire.
No.
You know, he didn't start freaking out like a lot of the pundits do on TV and all of the drama.
Yeah.
He didn't.
The sell everything button.
Right.
He never pressed that.
No, he never. In fact, he texted me this morning and said, hey, tell people that I bought a lot of stuff this week.
Yeah.
That there was some great buys.
Yeah. Buy low, sell high, right?
Yeah. Well, he went shopping this week and made some great buys. He found some really, really neat stuff. So we talked about how your dad's been working on the newsletter in the first segment. And then we talked about the app and the various ways to get the app and beststocksnowapp.com. And then we talked about subscribing to the free version of the newsletter. And then in this last segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about the folks that have their accounts managed by the big box supercomputer mega I don't even know
how. Hey, you're the commercial guy.
Yeah, I know, and I don't even know how I say it anymore. It's a supercomputer mega big box
warehouse.
The thing where you go in and nobody knows your name.
Right.
You know, nobody has any idea who you are or what you are. You're just a number in a sea of millions of clients. And most of those folks have their accounts managed by a computer.
Yeah.
They're literally managed by somebody who doesn't even pay any attention to them. When we come down the street, and we come through our building, and we walk down the hall, we have a couple of those supercomputer mega big box places.
We do, yeah, right.
That are right close to us, yeah.
We're not going to mention any names.
No, we're not going to.
I think they actually might listen to the show, so that could be awkward.
But you walk by their office. And there's never anybody there.
Yeah, it's pretty empty in
it's
there.
It's empty, and we think
there's like a couple guys I see every day.
Yeah,
but there's about 100 offices in there, I only see like two or three guys every single day.
Nobody shows up. I don't know what they do all day long. It's so funny.
I guess they're on the golf course.
And so if a person has their accounts managed by some of these firms, and they get worried, they want to call up and they want to talk to somebody to kind of talk them back from the edge of the cliff with Bill. He picks up the phone and says, hey, yeah. This is Bill. What can I do for you?
Or at the very worst, Claire picks it up and transfers you to Bill.
Now, she won't appreciate you saying at the very worst. At the very worst.
Well, I mean, if they're expecting to talk to Bill, you know.
That's right. Or now, at the very, very worst, they talk to me or you.
Yeah,
right?
That's true, yeah.
You know? But the point being is that there's somebody in the office. If it's during business hours, there's somebody here.
Yeah.
And if for some reason we're blabbing on the phone, we'll call you back.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually talk to us. You can talk to Bill. And that brings me to my last point. If you have a statement that is with one of these big firms and they've got you invested in all types of gobbledygook, you ought to send over, and that's what it is, it's gobbledygook. You ought to send over your statement. Email it over and let Bill take a look at it. We'll talk you through it and say, hey, man, this is okay, and these things are you should keep. But Bill will say, oh, buddy, you got to sell. I've seen him look at a statement before and go, I can't believe they've got that garbage.
Sometimes he'll put it to his forehead before he even looks at it. He's like, all right, here we got. We got Microsoft. We got Apple.
We have GE.
Usually he's right.
That's right. And he's like the great Karnak. He says, you watch this computer or this this 20-year-old money manager has got these people invested in a bunch of junk. So if you want to have his advice, call us at 855-611-BEST or log on to pwstreet.com. And we'll talk to you next week. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll have a baby by next week.
Let's hope.
On the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Take care, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.